Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Sippin' on Merlot, you ain't gotta be my girl though. I drop you off at Willoughby and Virgo. Smash with the Virgo, ain't got to take a shirt off. You see me convince your homegirl.
Aquarius.
Well, all right.
Just give me a beat.
Dang, I didn't get a song opener this time. Nothing to open.
Don't worry. I have a special presentation coming. Soon come.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, today it's a special episode. We haven't done one of these in a very, very long time.
I know y'all probably sick of just hearing us every week. Every other week.
And because of that, we had to switch it up and bring someone on the show. His name is J. Lamar Nichols. He's joining us today.
Hey. What's up?
He like literally has no idea what he's probably getting into right now.
Oh, it's nothing crazy, I promise you. It's not. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course. A little bit about how this even came up. So I work with Brittany, and she was telling me that, you know, she was going out on a blind date, and her good friend, who's a matchmaker, set her up.
Yeah, so, I threw up a little piece.
Right. So, you know, I'm going to just leave that right there and let you take it on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, like, what you up to, what you doing out here.
My life lit. Yeah, as you said before, yeah, I'm a dating coach and a matchmaker. I own a matchmaking and speed dating company called WeFindHim.com. Him stands for Honest Intelligent Men, because that's what we either try to help people become, or that's who we hook you up with. We started our company back in 2015, primarily based out of Atlanta. Currently trying to expand our services here in Los Angeles. I'm also a host. That's how I know Brittany. Me and Brittany host together at AfterBuzz TV. I'm also a host for another organization called Pop Fusion TV. I also have another company that I started about a month ago called Light Me Up Selfie Light Company. So it's an innovative selfie light company that's actually really, 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 really dope. So if y'all need some selfie lights, let your boy know. www.lightmeupselfielight.com.
Is it like a case for your phone, or is it like the clip-on kind?
Okay, so phase one is actually the clip-on kind, so it's put on any device. And phase two, which launches October 1st, is the selfie light cases, which is going to be like really, really dope. I can't give out order details.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really, really dope. They launch October 1st, the selfie light cases.
That's dope.
Yeah, you out here doing big things.
Right, you're busy.
You ain't lying. Life is lit, for sure.
Life is lit. These bills big, so these paychecks gotta be bigger.
Right. I feel that.
Well, I'm definitely really intrigued about the matchmaking and speed dating aspect, because Shayna and I and many of our listeners know that we have talked about doing some kind of matchmaking event or matchmaking as a part of our podcast, because we are both really into, I don't know if we're really into it, but we're both into matchmaking, and we wanted to kind of use astrology as a way to match people, you know, based on their zodiac sign. So I'm kind of curious to know how you even got into matchmaking, if you have like a formula or like a form or like questions that you use to kind of match people, or how it works.
Yeah, so I got into matchmaking after two failed engagements. So I was engaged, I was in one relationship for about 5.5 years. Very young. That ended. Then soon after, I got into another relationship and got proposed to again. And I was like, okay, well, at least I know that I'm marriage material to some degree. And after that second relationship, I realized that I was missing something, and the person I was dating and soon to be married, they were missing something. So it was like we were two broken people trying to figure it out together. And we both needed some sort of healing and some guidance. And so I was talking to my friends about, you know, you talk to your friends every day about love, life, sex, and money. That's right. The gist of your friendship conversations all the time. So I always would give my friends dating advice. And one of my friends was like, you should start talking to people about, dating. You've been through a lot. You should start helping people. And that's kind of like how it got started. So like our formula for my company, as I said before, we either prepare you to be him or we prepare you for him. And the way we do that is through a questionnaire, just kind of asking you about who you are. What are you looking for in a person? We ask about physical qualities, but the main thing I pay attention to is the personality qualities that you're looking for. Are you looking for financial stability? Are you looking to grow with somebody? What are your turn ons? What are your turn offs? I think those are important questions when matching somebody up, because if somebody says, oh, my turn off is somebody that's always late, and then, I have somebody that put on their dating application that, I'm late for everything. I would definitely not match those two people up. Right. Yeah, questionnaires are like the biggest thing. As far as for like our blind date portion of our organization, which is like what I hooked Brittany up on, it's a new thing that we're trying. Very small, like we asked probably like 4 or 5 questions, personality-based questions. And from that, I decipher like, oh, okay, because we have a database of about 700 applicants right now. And we're trying to figure out a way maybe like 2 or 3 times a month that we can kind of link those applicants up without throwing like a big event. So one of the things that we came up with was the blind date portion. So we reach out to our applicants, send them questionnaires, asking them if they'd be interested in blind dates, and boom. Brittany was just, I was working on a project and I just thought of her like, hey, I got somebody for you. You wanna hop on this real quick? So she was kind of like a tester.
That's right. Nice. So basically, you just keep it in the LA area, California area.
Oh, absolutely not. So our database, we have people all over. I just looked in our database yesterday. We have like some people registering in New Mexico, and I'm like, New Mexico.
Boy.
Yeah. So, but in our questionnaire, we always ask people like, are you willing to travel? Are you willing to relocate if you do meet somebody? So another thing that we probably need to, we're looking into is kind of doing like virtual dating sessions, tell people out. Yeah. Because to me, like dating in Los Angeles, I'm sure that y'all experience this in some regard. Dating in Los Angeles is kind of weird.
I feel like that
brown people.
That word is it catches it all. That
yeah,
it's all, weird. For sure.
It's a little weird. So
for sure, weird.
So like for us here in LA, maybe our type of people that we normally vibe with could be in DC or could be in Atlanta, could be in Miami, and I don't feel like mileage should limit you from dating.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I truly believe in, let's link these people up. Even though they're across the country, they can come to some type of agreement and make it work if it's meant to work.
That is so cool. Oh my God, I'm about to sign up, y'all. I'm about to sign up, y'all.
The minute Brittany mentioned this to me, I was like, oh no. Like, I was like, I'm so happy for you, girl. But do you think you could connect me with him so we can talk to him? Like, that is awesome, because you really, seriously, if that's one of the things you don't hear too much about, like just matchmaking and things like that. And I agree with Sydney. She's more of the lover of the matchmaking part, and I feel like I can identify with you in terms of the dating coach, because that's what like I like to explore and get into and stuff like that. And that's just amazing. It's great. There's really not much. I feel like aside from meeting you, I ran into this other matchmaking like duo, these two women who throw kind of like not a speed dating thing, but every month they rent out this venue, and it's sort of like a comedic twist to it, and they invite men and women, and they give you a number, they call your number on stage, so it's like a man and a woman that they call, and then when they go up there, they ask you like 2 or 3 questions. Some could be racy, some not so much, but basically that's how you connect. And maybe in answering those questions, if the man or the woman is interested, they could just like reach out to the matchmaker And then she'll connect them later on and all that other stuff. Yeah, so that's literally like the only other matchmaker I've run into, but I feel like it's really important to have your special sauce. And like, honest, intelligent men, that's real right there. That's really all we want. That's all we have.
You know, just can I get a little honesty? And that honesty is little conversation.
At the forefront, it's first and foremost.
That H is real capital. You see that?
Right. I see. Yeah. And I'm here for this branding. Shayna, we need some t-shirts.
Right.
We never have to be like... T-shirts made for us.
We really haven't explored the power of marketing and shit.
Oh, yeah.
To sign me up. Like, we must utilize that. But,
yeah.
We got sweatshirts. I got suit jackets and stuff. When I'm on my, like, matchmaking, like, we go to events and stuff like that, I'm like, branding is everything. It's like, I'm wearing this to the nail shop, and I know when I go to the nail shop, people are going to stop me like, yo, what's that? You know, I got the website on the back. Bam.
Oh, bam. Yes.
Right, you got the elevator speech ready. Like, what do you mean?
Ready to slang these men around. Get everybody somebody.
Right. Have you ever thought about the astrological piece with this? Or absolutely. Is that just... Absolutely. Okay, cool. So you woke.
Absolutely. Right. It's hard though for me for certain clients that don't believe in astrology.
Right.
It's kind of hard. Like I'm a big believer. Like, you know, Gemini. Shout out to all my Geminis because one of my staff members, he's a Gemini. But Geminis to me don't mesh well with like certain zodiac signs. Are y'all Gemini?
No,
but
we have a Gemini friend, Lord.
And we know, we can't.
Y'all know, like, they just can't mix with certain zodiac.
No, they can't.
Like, if I see their application, they got that, you know, 5/29 date of birth, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Right, damn.
Ooh, bro, let me see who I can put you with. I like Geminis can only... Cancers can tolerate Gemini because Cancers are so, their hearts are so big, they're so warm, they're so receptive to people. But a Scorpio and a Gemini, Scorpios have that pizzazz and that check a man real quick kind of thing that I feel like they could correlate good with the Gemini. Personally, for me, like, even when I meet somebody, you know.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus. What are y'all?
I'm a Virgo, so me and you can hang out. And Shayna is an Aquarius.
Okay, some of my closest friends are Aquariuses. Y'all are very strong-minded people, and y'all mean what y'all say. Y'all say what y'all mean.
Right.
When y'all give a comment about something, or like a comment, it's like, I'm telling you how I feel, but this is what I really want you to do. Like, oh, you should wear red. It's like, no, yeah, I said wear red.
Wear
Too funny. I love this. Yeah. I love this, because with astrology, it could be either way. You either with it or you're not. Right? And that's how you approach it with your...
A lot of people.
That's how you approach it with your clients. Like, if they're not too into it, then you just sort of...
I have had clients actually request, like, hey, I've dated a lot of Cancers. I really enjoy Cancers. You know, can you find me a Cancer? That's very easy. Like, that makes it so much easier for me. Because I'm like, oh, let me go to the database and look at all the Cancers.
Yeah.
So, I think on one of our applications, we do ask for the signs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Application.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool. And, okay, like, so I do have to ask, before we, like, get into our regular shit-talking, I do want to ask the success rate. Sounds like you have an incredible database of, like, a lot of people who are interested. So people know about you guys and are, like, curious to see what's going on. Is it working?
So far, so good. I mean, I would say we have, like, an 85% success rate. As far as people being actually happy that they either were placed on dates with people or happy with just the process of them getting to that date.
Yeah.
We don't have any marriages yet. But I'm like, we're still newly developing, so I'm like, it's coming. It'll come over the next year or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. I always remember, what was that lady's name on, like, Bravo? She had brown hair and big boobs.
Patty, Millionaire Matchmaker.
Mm. Millionaire Matchmaker, right, yeah. Her process was, I don't know. It was interesting. It was definitely a certain, you know, formula for the clients that she was working for and the girls she was picking. So that was kind of, like, pretty obvious, but...
I think that with something like that, like with Patty, I feel like I'm not sure what type of screening process she did before. I'm sure she did like a screening process to have money. But for me and my organization, we more so like to, before we match people, all of our matchmaking packages come with dating coaching. Mm-hmm. So it's required that before we match you with anybody, we coach you and talk to you first. So see if you're ready for dating. Because why would I put my name on the line for John Smith if John Smith ain't ready to date?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I told John Smith and he was like, oh, I just got a relationship 3 months ago. All right, bruh. So let's heal from that. Let's see if you're ready to date. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not jump into it.
Let's give it a moment. You're right. Like. So,
I mean, of course we're about our coin, but, you know, we're not, I don't want to say we're like not financially driven. As Patty seemed like she was more so driven by hooking the millionaires up, you know, I'm more so looking forward to making sure people are healed.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, right. hurt people. So if I hook you up.
Because we know.
I don't want
to. We know how deep.
With somebody that's broken.
Right.
And then she got to play fixer because Aquarius says they try to fix everything. Everybody. Y'all love y'all some project men. I'm going to tell you that.
Uh-oh.
Well,
damn,
Shady,
get into this seat.
Oh, she's going to take a sip.
Look, she's thinking. Project men.
You know, and I have to say.
Oh, Project Pat Face Ass.
I have to say, previously, really like my ex, I guess.
That was a project. Boy, did she get an A on that project. And then he took his A ass right on.
Now, I know he ain't drop out of school of Shayna and enrolled somewhere else.
He did.
Wherever he wrote, he just ghosted. That's cool, though.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
You meant to be in people's lives, I feel like, for a season and a reason. So the reason for you being with him could have been to develop him and grow him up. And move on to next.
Yeah, I don't think that like shit happens without you being able to take a lesson from it. So, you know, we all have had those things that made us be like, you know what? I learned that I can make a man, but will I do that again? No.
Mm-hmm.
I will not. Like, I have the capabilities, but I'm beyond this in my life. That's interesting. Right. Alright, cool. Well, we will definitely be, like, you know, chit-chatting more about dating and stuff like that. But I guess, Shayna, how's your week been? Should we touch base?
The week has been good, but really we could just get right into it with
an
icebreaker.
Wait, what happened, things that happened in my week that I wanted to share?
Oh, okay. Well, then you should have led with that rather than be like, hey, how has your week been? Do you want to?
All right, let me get my little toot-toot of my own horn. I just have to say shout out to my grandfather. An article came out this week that people in the NFL Hall of Fame selection committee are considering him for induction into the NFL Hall of Fame. So that's really exciting stuff. This year he's also being inducted into the Steelers Hall of Fame, the Steelers Hall of Honor, which is like the team version of it. But I think it's really cool that he's being even considered. And, shout out to Bill Nunn Jr., you know.
Hey.
Sports. Hey. People who got any sports listeners out there that might give a fuck, but, you know. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's it.
Icebreaker, you have any?
No.
Even though the ice is broken.
It is.
But since we are on the topic of dating, what's the weirdest place you have met someone? and ended up dating them.
Oh. Oh, well. Yeah, I guess this would be the weirdest, but it's not that, like, extreme. But the weirdest for me would be back in, like, college days. My friend had a pool party over the summer, and we all went, and this guy was there with his girlfriend, and then, like, I ended up dating him.
Oh, you're a man stealer.
But he was, like, honestly a terrible person, so it really was, like, meant to be. But, yeah, he turned out to just be, like, a total skeez, but... Yeah, like, when we were there at the party, like, he was being completely inappropriate. Many red flags that I chose to ignore.
Yeah, why do we ignore red flags?
Why? Like, why? Why do you want to have an ego instead of be smart? Like, it's not about your ego, sis.
I think, for me, the weirdest place I've met somebody ended up, like, going out with them and dating them was, like, in the bathroom. At an airport. And I thought it was weird because, like, we're on the plane together the whole time. Get off the plane, you know, you rush to the bathroom. And, like, I just happen to look over, tired. And, like, he looks over at me, he smiles. And I always think it's awkward, like, when you're using the bathroom and somebody stares at you anyway.
Yeah.
I kind of rush and I, like, go wash my hands. And he was like, oh, you running away from me? And I'm like, sir, are we in the bathroom?
Right.
It was awkward. How did And so, yeah, that was, like, the weirdest place. I think I met somebody and dated them.
But you liked him.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was trying to peek around the stall too, like.
Right.
Let me see what I'm getting myself into.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, I always wonder about that, too, because someone actually told me, I mean, this is kind of, like, negative, I guess, a little bit, but my friend is a girl, she's a lesbian, and mm-hmm. she's like an associate that I knew in high school, really, we're not that close, but one of my other friends, who I am really close with, says that she's always trying to pick up girls in the bathroom, and it makes them feel uncomfortable, yeah. as you would think, yeah, so... She always talked about that, like, how it's like, oh, man, in the bathroom with blah, blah, blah. She trying to mack on bitches again.
And I think that's just so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I came here for one reason. I didn't come here to meet nobody.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Talk about when you least expect it. Honestly, I can't even think of any place that's weird. Like, I would say... For lack of anything else, Tinder? You always hear, like, things not working and stuff like that, but I dated someone for, like, a couple years.
Right. Same.
So y'all do social media, I mean, y'all do dating apps.
When we first started the podcast, we had this segment called Tinder Tale, where we spoke about dating experiences and other people's online dating experiences. And, yeah. But we stopped because we got tired of online dating.
Right.
I'm not opposed to online dating because I feel like people are quicker to approach you via social media or online dating than they are in person, which is really, really weird. Like, I always find it creepy that if I'm, like, standing in a room with somebody... opposed to them coming over and introducing themselves, they'll, like, follow you on Instagram or DM you, or if you're on a dating app, they'll, like, hit you up on a dating app. And it's like, I was just, like, 2 feet away from you. Why you didn't speak?
That is so interesting because that actually happened to me. Like, somebody that I talked to for several years, we met in person. We met face-to-face on two occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we happened to, like, match on Tinder. And then we started talking from there, which is, like, so wild to me. Like, granted, when we were in person, it kind of wasn't necessarily an appropriate time for us to be trying to, like, do all that because it was, like, a work setting. But, like, still, like, we met already in real life, and yet here we are, like.
I feel like people shoot their shot easier where they feel like they're a little bit more confident behind the telephone. Than they are in person. But I'm like, if you're standing next to me, like, I hate to guess if somebody likes me. I'm one of them people, like, I hate crushes. I hate having a crush on somebody. because I'm not a rejection person. Like, I don't like to feel rejected. And I'm too cute to be rejected, first and foremost. Let me say that. I mean, we've all, like, been rejected before. But, like, I'm the type of person, if I'm feeling somebody, I won't do it on the app. I'll do it in person because I want to see if that energy and if we'll vibe well.
Yeah.
Like, right then and there, opposed to through an app or whatever. But I strongly encourage dating apps because for us in this millennial age, we work so much, we're busy, we're trying to balance life, friends, businesses, stuff like that. It's easier to meet somebody through a dating app than it is in person nowadays. Very much so easier.
Yeah, like somebody that you actually like, because you meet a lot of people like in your day to day, but it's never like you're just around people that you'd want to date. I don't know if it's just like back in the day when people met in real life, they just kind of had like a more of an incentive to be more actively looking for people out in the real world because that was the only choice that they had. So you had to like go outside and like talk to people. So I think that probably, but now it's like, I can see way more people in the world than this, than like I'm seeing on my regular trip to the grocery store.
Right. So there's a gay dating app called Jacked. So,
word.
Y'all heard, yeah.
But on Jack,
you can kind of, like, set your location. Like, you can kind of put your location, like, in Charlotte, North Carolina, or in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And kind of see what the men are giving out there. And what they're up to out there. That's a pretty cool feature, because it's like, okay, if you over dating in L.A., you could put yourself in Atlanta pool without even actually being there.
Yeah.
And kind of see what's popping in Atlanta.
That's funny because, yeah, you are used to it just being, like, the proximity to you.
Mm-hmm.
So where you physically are. But yeah, we've heard about Jax because Jax was it one of the ones that, like, where there was, like, a person on there, like, picking up guys and then just, like, killing them or something? Like, wasn't that on Jack? I don't know. I feel like I heard that story.
That was on one. That was Jack or Grindr.
Maybe it was Grindr. I don't know.
I've heard several stories, and I don't recommend, because a lot of people like use those apps too for hookups. One night only kind of situations, and it's like, I don't recommend you have anybody at your house you just met 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. At your crib? At your crib?
Mm-mm.
Right.
Not in your safe space.
Yeah.
There was a guy in Atlanta, I think about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and he actually, like, he didn't show up for work. And so, like, the next day, after he didn't show up for work, the next day, his job actually called his apartment complex and was like, you know, it's very unlike him, you know, for him not to show up to work. And he actually was in his apartment dead. And that night before he passed, he actually met somebody on a dating app.
It's
scary. But like I said, it's like you have to bet and kind of engage people. You know, you can't have anybody at your house.
Right.
Not number one. I mean, even if I meet somebody in person, I'm not like, come back to my house and watch TV, like, number one. Like, no Netflix for you.
I gotta
get time for you.
Exactly. That's a fact. And this is no shade to you, but, you know, we're doing this via Skype because Shayna wasn't trying to have you at her crib.
Okay,
listen. It is understandable.
I just wasn't sure, you know. I just taking the right precautions because, as we said, L.A. is an interesting place, okay?
Very interesting. Very.
Right.
So, Shayna, do you have any things for the Virgos?
Right. Look at you, so happy. Well, really, just a couple quick things. Mercury retrograde is officially over. We're back in the swing of things.
Whew. Praise the Lord.
Right. However, Mars is still in retrograde. So, you know, that drive, maybe sex drive too. And yeah, Virgo season started Thursday. So,
we here.
Y'all in here.
We out here, y'all. We out here. Shout out to the V's. Throw your V's up. Put your fingers in the sky. You know, all the things. I know y'all saw the devil try to snatch Beyonce down the steps, but she said, not today, Satan. Threw that leg out. Kept it right on moving. That's how you know. Sanctified time right now, okay? So I'm looking forward to this season. I've got some exciting things happening. I'm honestly in a birthday celebrating kind of mood. I've been in a funk 2 years or whatever, but this year I'm like, you know what? It's a good time to be alive. Amen. And I'm living my best life, and I'm not going back and forth with you niggas.
Yeah. So. Period. So Virgos, like, y'all like match well with Tauruses and Cancers. Those are like y'all top matches.
That's so interesting that you said Cancer, because I have so many Cancers in my life. Like, my mother is a Cancer. Like,
me too, my mom's a Cancer.
Three of my best friends are Cancers. Like, I have a lot of Cancers around me. I've only dated... Have I dated a Cancer? I don't think I've dated a Cancer.
Yeah, cancer. Like, that's your match. Like,
I always thought that it was going to be a Capricorn that I ended up with.
Really?
Yeah.
Capricorn men can be very passive aggressive. Very passive aggressive.
I could see that for sure.
I'm actually all thinking about somebody in our head, like,
yeah, like. Damn.
Exactly. Let that marinate. Oh my gosh, yes. Do you know any Virgos, Jay Lamar? Any more insight, any two cents that you'd like to share on that?
Oh yeah, my little brother's a Virgo. I have very close friends that are Virgos. Actually, I used to date a Virgo, and when I say he was good to me, very catering. He was very good to me. And like, he had that kind of like nurturing vibe. Virgos, y'all give y'all last. And if y'all meet the wrong people, they could use and abuse y'all. And I had to watch that with him with friendships. Like, he was so giving and so worried about everybody. But number one, he wasn't pouring into himself. And number two, he was like running dry because he was like allowing everybody around him to kind of just use him up. So Virgos, y'all gotta watch that. Y'all are such giving people. And it's not that y'all give to be
liked. I have trust issues. Shayna, you hear that? You hear that, Shayna?
Right. I'm just like, you know, trying to understand how giving.
Okay, cool. Well, Shayna, anything else?
Not for Star Talk, that's all.
Cool. Well, now it's time for Nosy News.
Come on, so,
Nosy News.
All right, we don't want no smoke. But anyway, Aretha, Auntie Riri, has crossed on over to the Holy Land.
Right.
She's stepped through the pearly gates with her mink on. You know, she had been in the hospital, so people were kind of worried and concerned. But 86 years old, damn. When you start listening to those hits, it's like, good Lord, the discography.
Right.
She has song after song after decade. I mean, everyone loves that song from the 90s that had Lauryn Hill on it. Because around is still around. Baby girl, you're still flower. Right. That was that shit. The tea now is that she doesn't have a will. saying that she has an $80 million estate with no will. So that sounds stressful AF. I'm hoping that they handle it civilized because she does have children. She has grandchildren. So I'm hoping that it kind of like goes there, you know?
It should just be an even split. Like, it shouldn't even be like even split.
That's what I'm hoping, that it just goes super smoothly and ain't no problems, but I just really don't know, so.
It's so much money, especially because she's from Detroit, right? So $80 million in Detroit is like $200 million. Like, you could live off $80 million for like generations. So hopefully she likes, hopefully it's split that right between them and the grandkids.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and you've been sick before.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, you would think most times people take that when they go through something traumatic, they'd be like, oh, let me get my shit together real quick. Especially rich people. But, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, and she had pancreatic cancer, so it's like she kind of knew what was up.
Right. Moving on to some sports stuff. Serena Williams, first of all, is once again highest earning female athlete on Forbes list. This is not anything new to us. Serena been cutting a check. She been living her best. And I think that she's only winning even more now with little Olympia. The baby of champions. So, shout out to her. However, they still trying to keep her down. Her fierce custom black catsuit is banned from the French Open. They're saying it's a new dress code. And in the press conference, evidently, the president of the French Open cited Serena like, yeah, that catsuit that she wore, it ain't happening.
Haters are gonna hate.
Okay. Yeah, the haters are gonna hate, so it is what it is. Even Nike stood behind her today and posted something that was like, you can take the superhero out of the cape, but you can't take away her superpowers, or something like that. I'm like, damn right!
My thing is, what's wrong with the cat suit? Is it too distracting? Right.
She's too distracting for them. She's too right. She's too...
Delicious.
Too voluptuous, right. It's too much.
Yeah. I feel like it's bullshit, of course. They just want them out there in them little, you know, preppy Caucasian ass skirts. But you know what? Serena has ways of getting around their bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, she gonna handle it.
Right. She gonna handle it, and she gonna still slay on y'all niggas. She'll come out in the black pleated skirt and the black polo and still serve you truth tea. So
her body is hanging.
Yeah, her body is really crazy. All right, so the VMAs happened. Did anybody here watch?
I did.
Shayna,
no,
did you?
I didn't watch
the VMAs. For one, I don't have MTV, so.
It was dope, though. J-Lo killed it.
I heard she did a little throwback. I'm Real Tip with Ja Rule, that song. She's still Jenny from the Block.
She's 50, still can dance and not get out of breath, which I don't understand.
J-Lo is flawless for sure.
She really is.
The only issue that I had, I, you know, want to take nothing away from J-Lo because she is a talented person, but I do want to take away the order in which she received this award, because Missy Elliott. I would have picked Missy Elliott if I was picking who should have got it this year. She needs to get more props. Like, her videos are incredible. It's a Video Vanguard Award. Mm-hmm. It's about your music videos, not necessarily like your overall career as a performer to me. So I feel like Missy has, like, the most bomb fucking videos, like.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. And Missy, with the performance Missy would have gave us?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still tripping off of what award was that where she came out the damn floor out the water? she just did that a couple years ago. Like, she would have gave us something sick. Like, she had literally been under some water. Like, and it came out the water. Like, that is really crazy. So, shout out to Missy. You're the Video Vanguard recipient of my heart. But still, shout out to J-Lo. Congrats. The one thing that I did be sure to, like, pick up on because I'm petty is this Nicki Minaj Cardi B thing.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
What's it? I don't know. Let's talk about it. What is it? Because I'm just like, I'm more so confused as to what the root of it is. But then whenever I think about it as a whole, I just feel like it's so reminiscent of the Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj thing.
Yes.
That's like, why does it have to, then it just makes me feel like, why does it have to be like this? Where it can't only be one incredible woman rap star. It has to just be one. We have to make sure they're fighting and they're being petty back and forth. But anyway, what do you guys think?
I think that Nicki has a problem with anybody that is on her level or about to pass her by in a sense. Nicki is a legend. Will be a legend.
Yeah.
You know, soon. Cardi B is working her way up to legendary status. And I think for Nicki, Nicki's what, 36, 37?
Right.
So it was like, I don't know why at this point she still feels like she has something to prove. You've broken many barriers for women, women in a rap game. You've done so much. You write your own lyrics. Okay, we understand that. You have nothing to prove no more. Like, you're 36, sis, go have your baby and chill out.
Right. Just calm down and be like, be Beyonce about it, you know?
Yeah.
Know inside that you that bitch, and exactly. That energy will come back to you.
Exactly.
It's definitely, with all the shit that's been happening around this album, it definitely feels like she's, like, in panic mode. And I don't like that for her, you know? I feel like that sucks that you have to be feeling so worked up. It's like, I agree with Charlamagne when he gave her Donkey of the Day. He's like, I mean, you're still a winner. Like, you're ultimately a winner, so why are you doing all this? But I did love when Cardi accepted her award and gave her little fuck you speech at the end.
As she should.
Because I guess people really do trip out when a baby comes into the mix. Like, oh my God, you're having a baby. Like, it's going to ruin everything. Not when you have a lot of money. It doesn't really ruin everything. Like,
I was saying that about Kylie Jenner. I'm like, y'all, she a billionaire. Like,
yeah.
Her having a baby at 20 is completely different than any of us having a baby at 20. Like, she has support staff. Like, she'll be okay.
Right. Yeah. And she can afford to, like, literally sit at home if she feels like it.
If
you know?
She feel like it.
I just thought that was funny. Cardi said, God gave me this and money can't buy it. Mm-hmm. Bitch. That's real.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Good for you, Cardi. She looked great too, by the way.
She looked amazing.
She was actually like one of the few, I mean, of the red carpet shots that I saw, she was really like the best one. Everyone else was trying to do too much. I was just like, okay. Calm down. I don't know. Whatever. I just briefly want to mention 2 Chainz' wedding. It looked like quite a show. Kanye West, 2 Small Sandals. Still trying to unpack that. I'm wondering if, like, somehow the wrong size and, like, he had to roll with it, and so he just did it, or, like, because we saw him, like, the very next day, like, in the right slide, so I'm just like, did they accidentally bring the wrong pair to the wedding? I don't know.
And didn't it look a little, the socks look a little dingy?
The socks were, like, a deep gray.
Right, it was a gray.
They were, like, a deep... Why did he just go barefoot? Like, why must
he do this? Why did you wear slides with a suit?
Right.
Like, you remember Red Ruff wearing, like, he could have got, to me, brand... Well, were those Yeezy slides?
They were, I'm assuming, new Yeezy slides.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you could have saved that. He could have just gave us a good old, nice Yeezy. And that's it.
And honestly, when they zoomed in on the suit and I saw that the LV was embossed into the damn, like, into the print, like, I was like, that's actually cold as fuck. Like, that's really nice, but the slides have thrown me for a loop that I was not. And then Kim with the latex. I'm just like, is this for a wedding? Like, yeah, it's a rapper wedding, but, like, I don't know. And then Wayne with the locks. Wayne is giving us true Rastafari, like, I'm going to just let my locks fall out and then be bald type of.
Giving us true, like, branches on a tree and it's fall.
Right, it's fall. It's getting brittle. It's getting brittle, Wayne.
And I'm like, come on now, like, you have too much, you have too much money.
Yeah.
You walk around like that.
Oh, it's interesting. I don't see the fashion in the locks, but that's Lil Wayne for you. He also has Vans, and everyone was fine with that as well. Just
Kanye's gonna give these men the okay to wear slides with their suits.
No.
Let's hope that's one of Kanye's antics that doesn't catch on. We can only hope. I know any future man I have won't be doing that bullshit. I know that much.
I can't even stand going on a, like, going out on a date with somebody, even if it's a coffee date, and they have one slide. So it's like, no.
Yeah, slides are too close to slippers. Yeah, just a quick shout out to Kenya Barris for a $100 million deal with Netflix. I love Netflix. They just went in the whole damn
out. They just look out.
They looking out. They on the HBO shit because HBO is also looking out. Kid Fury and Lena Waithe got a show. That's gonna be so good. Issa's doing another show. A couple other shows. So, you know, this is like the battle of the power networks. Like, Netflix is, like, trying to make a name for himself. Showtime is not even, like, in the playbook right now. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I guess they got, like, their loyal Caucasian following. So, yeah.
Don't they have, they just have the Shire.
Ooh! Forgot about that. They got one.
They got one. Yeah.
They got one. Just one. But they got one. Okay. I mean, Shameless is funny, too, but that's not
Shameless is funny. It just now is just really bordering white trash, so I can't.
Yeah, it's just.
I can't true. Get too involved. Shameless.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's all for nosy news.
Wait. Random sidebar about Chris Brown. I don't know. I was just looking at his page. Does he ever travel anywhere? Or is he just always in LA?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he travels because he has tours and shit like that, but I don't know. He just never seems like the type who vacations.
You know what? You're right. I don't really, I mean, unless he just doesn't post that.
Right.
Which is also very possible.
Yeah, that is. I can't
imagine that he's, like, never taken Royal anywhere. Like, if anything, it would be for her, so.
Right. I don't know.
He seems like a pretty decent parent.
He does seem like a decent parent, though, when it comes to her. He does.
Too soon.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about that post that I sent you on Instagram.
Yep.
Very interesting. I'll just read it for everyone else. How do you feel about the Coolidge effect? Have you ever heard of that? First of all, before I give any definitions.
Mm-hmm.
No, right? Okay.
I had never heard of it either.
This is a psychological phenomenon that happens when a male or female naturally becomes sexually or emotionally bored with a partner over time. and seek someone new. No matter how good she or he is in bed, how attractive, compatible he or she is, they seek someone new over time.
Mm.
Apparently, this is just human nature. I looked into the Coolidge effect a little further because I was like, wow, I never heard of this. Like, what is this? And really, where Instagram defined it as like a psychological phenomenon, online, when you just Google it, it really is just, how did they phrase it? I think it's a physical, it happens in animals. This Coolidge effect, but they're trying to related to humans as well, because we're part, they're saying we have that, you know, part mammal and all this other stuff.
Right. Mm. I mean, we are mammals.
Yeah. Part mammal. How do you feel about that?
I just read the Google one. This is so crazy. A biological phenomenon seen in animals whereby males exhibit renewed sexual interest whenever a new female is introduced to have sex with, even after cessation of sex with prior but still available sexual partners. It's saying the same thing, but it's just saying, okay, I can, literally equate this to like gorillas. Like, gorillas, you know that they have, like, the male, and then they're, like, women that he mates with, and then he populates more children, and it goes on and on and on. So, like, I totally get what you mean when you say they're interested even after they've been chilling at the crib. It's just, like, something in me biologically. And you know, that means that it's in my DNA. My DNA is telling me to go and fuck with this new bitch, even though I've been chilling with my last bitch. And quite frankly, this is grounds for why men say that they can't be in monogamous relationships.
So they say.
People will make up any reason to cheat, child.
Ah, the Coolidge effect. That's what it is.
Ah, yes. It's a biological
phenomenon. Wow. I don't know, man. It's just...
I mean, if it really is some kind of biological shit to it, then that's one thing. But I'm going to need a little bit more than an Instagram post and... Because right now, I didn't do too much research, but this was definitely made me think of, like, gorillas. Like, sometimes they do introduce new gorilla women to the male because he's just, like, not been fucking his old bitch. Like, he just hasn't been fucking her. And so then they're like, oh, no, we got to make more babies. So they bring the new bitch in. It's just, like, that is some animalistic shit. But we have to believe that we are... as more developed as we say we are than gorillas, than to go with this. Than to just let this be the one thing that's like, you know what, actually, we're so much more advanced than gorillas, but not with this. Not with this.
Not that we're comparing ourselves to gorillas, though.
I mean,
have you ever been in a relationship where after a while you...
It just got stale.
Yeah, and you wanted something else? Someone else?
I don't think I've been in a long enough relationship to know what the stale is like. No, I can't say that I have.
I think it comes a point in time where you may lose, I don't want to say attraction, maybe lose interest in that person because you're so accustomed to them doing... You know their routine, you know their life, there's nothing exciting. Mm-hmm. You kind of miss that excitement. But then it's up to you to also make sure that you provide your spouse with, or your partner with, some type of excitement.
Right.
If y'all ain't argued in a month or 2 months, just start an argument.
Okay, well, that's all for two cents.
Do you have anything for the last, or?
Not really, not so much as I do a quote, though.
Okay, so do you want me to, like, tag it in anyway, or you just want to say your quote?
I mean, the quote really is just for anyone out there, like, you will never always be motivated, so you must learn to be disciplined.
You will never always be motivated, so you must learn, what?
To be disciplined.
To be disciplined. You know what? That is some true tea, and I needed that, actually. I really did.
Same.
I really needed that word, because I have been struggling with finding the motivation in my life to take my black ass to the gym, and
same.
I can't always rely on being motivated. I just gotta do it, you know? Right. Yeah. Thank you. That was right on time. Right on time. Write that down.
So we won't be doing Get Your Life today.
Right. Okay, well, Jay Lamar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.
This was fun. Do you want to, like, give any ads or share your where people can find you?
Absolutely. So you guys can find me on my personal page at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media outlets. My company, WeFindHim.com, you can definitely follow us on Instagram at WeFindHim. To check out our daily dating quotes, our hymn crushes of the day, and a list of our services. You can also check out our website so you guys can register for our free database, www.wefindhim.com. And yes, check out my selfie light company that just launched, www.lightmeupselfielight.com.
Yay! Of course, you can find us via email, signmeuppodcast@gmail.com. All social platforms at Sign Me Up Podcast. I'm at Sydney Poppins 2.
I'm Cheeky Bobby.
And that's another episode of Sign Me Up Podcast, signing out.